from when you went, when his predecessor first got here, and it was a lot of different stuff?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it kind of reminds me of transitioning from Mike Mularkey to Dirk Cutter, where it was the same offense, really. Yeah. For me, same terminology, and it was kind of the coordinator adjusting to the group of guys who are here. So from a player standpoint, certainly there's a lot more continuity, and it makes it a lot easier in terms of the learning curve. You know, but there's still some things that you've got to get on the same page with. And I think Sark and I and Sark and the offense and really the entire staff, they've done a great job of doing that so far. Yeah, for sure. I mean, those guys up front have done a great job. I think our front seven, you know, has looked really good in training camp. You mentioned Dontari and Grady, the interior guys. But it doesn't stop there. I mean, Rashid's looked really good. Jack has come in, done a great job for us as well inside. And, you know, we just have a lot of depth on the defensive front seven, which is encouraging. It's great to see. And I think those guys all feed off of each other. So, you know, I expect all those guys to play really well.
Is there anything in particular that stood out for you that he's done that you didn't know?
Dontari's a lot more athletic in person. You know, for a big guy, probably the most impressive thing I saw was when he caught a punt the other day at the end of practice. He looked pretty smooth and, you know, looked like he had done it once or twice. So, he throws it pretty well, too, to be honest with you, like pre-practice. It's pretty impressive to see him throw the ball.
Matt, obviously you're not probably going to play a lot these next few weeks, but how do you kind of use your time kind of in between these games and just going through things before the season?
Yeah, I think this is critical. You know, every opportunity we get to be on the practice field is huge. And you know, I think that's probably one of the things that I've learned the longer I've been around. Is to really value the time that we have on the field, particularly since the new CBA. I mean, it's not that new anymore, but since the change probably, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you really have to value your time out here. I think it keeps you more fresh, which is good, you know, as a veteran guy. You know, but you want to get the most out of every opportunity you have on the field, and I think Dan does a great job of emphasizing that to everybody, and I think our team takes that to heart.
When you've got play called in and you've got that many offensive weapons, is it kind of just like, you know, you're like, I can go to any one of these guys? I mean, is it pretty much just each call can be just a big play?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I have a lot of confidence in all the guys on our offense and you know, trust all of them when their number's called to make plays. For me, it's just trying to go to the right spot, you know, seeing them what the defense is playing. Understand what we're trying to do conceptually and then making a good decision going to the right spot with the ball. But really, you know, it's nice to have as many weapons as we have.
What have you seen of Brian Gill and his progress for
I think Brian's done a good job. You know, obviously, you know, rookies coming in, it's hard for everybody. I think at the running back position, there's so much on your plate because, you know, you're critical in the run game, in our run game. Is really, you know, the foundation of our offense. It's what gets us going. We ask the running backs to do a lot in pass protection and also catch the ball out of the backfield. And we're fortunate to have two really versatile guys in front of him to learn from. I think he's done a great job of watching those guys compete and practice. And those guys have really helped him out, taking him under their wing and kind of giving them the knowledge that he needs. But he's done a good job, and that's, you know, one of the things that you want to see this time of the year is to see guys do a good job in practice, but take it to the preseason game. So, you know, I think he's got that first game under his belt, and I'm sure, you know, he's excited to get to the second game because he's been doing a great job in practice.